Voter turnout from last Tuesday's election was the lowest overall in 70 years, with just 36.4% of the eligible voting population coming out to vote. In the noisy Tea Party 2010 midterms, held just months after the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, the voter participation was at 41%. In the last 4 years, strategists have honed their money tactics, apparently, while about two-thirds of the voters simply lost interest. Think about it. Just a little over a third of the eligible population voted this time around. Here with us is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. That's pretty pathetic.
Pathetic and dismal, and really an insult, John. There's no other way to say it. 36.4%, you said, in these 2014 midterm elections. John, do you know how far you have to go back in the modern era to find midterm turnout that low? Take a guess.
Well, I mean, I just said 70 years, but what was going on 70 years ago?
It's a little more than 70 years. 1942, in the middle of World War II, when you might conclude people actually were a little bit preoccupied, maybe, to go and vote in the middle of
and also the war. FDR was sort of president for life back then, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess, you know, looking in modern terms, we talked a lot before the election about funding tactics being critical when voter participation is down. Any of that borne out here? Certainly there was an anticipation that apathy would rule the day. Not this much, though.
Well, the United States Election Project at the University of Florida, which is the group that came up with these numbers pretty quickly after last Tuesday, actually, don't tell us a lot about why. And we're going to need a lot more research and probably a few more elections, John, before we can come up with any good causality. But we know a couple of things. We're going to talk about spending, but also when voters think that government is dysfunctional, government is gridlock, government isn't going anywhere and has nothing to offer, they don't feel like they should participate. And you're seeing a lot of that here. We've had, of course, dismal gridlock over the last 6 years, confrontations between the White House and Congress. And when people don't think that there's anything to be accomplished in Washington, they don't really see a reason to vote. Now, you talked about money also, dark money in a lot of elections. And there's no doubt it has an effect. You know, there are some studies that conclude that the more negative advertising is, the fewer people vote. That research isn't great. I've been reading some of it this morning. A lot of it's circumstantial, but you might try to point a finger towards that as well.
I do wonder if there's some fix that needs to happen here so that the Senate isn't, you know, changing hands just because of this sort of luck of the draw of what particular states happen to be up for elections because of the way the Constitution skews the terms for senators. But you also can't have it everybody runs every 6 years either, right?
Well, and a lot of this is up to parties and their own political positioning. As the parties continue to go to their ideological polls, a lot of analysts are worrying that we're entering a phase now, John, an era where midterm elections are heavily Republican, presidential elections are heavily Democratic, and everybody goes to their corners. And there are more and more worries that as gerrymandering happens in House districts, as dark money comes into more and more Senate races, that the parties, both parties, continue to go to their polls, endangers moderates, favors ideological purists, and that we might be entering an era now of one party with an advantage in one kind of election, a low turnout election, the other party with an advantage in a high turnout election, and all you do is stay separated on opposite sides of the ring.
And that's the most clear description of dysfunctional government, in that midterms are about the Republican base, the generals are about the Democratic base, and that's going to persist until some sort of constitutional amendment changes things.
Well, that might be one remedy, or it might be up to voters. I know you hear this coming, voters to demand a little bit less ideological purity and a little bit more cooperation mandate from the people that they elect. And also, can I say it? Turn off the television. It would help.
Talking about the 36.4% of the eligible voting population who came out to vote in last week's midterm elections, the lowest overall in 70 years, more than 70 years. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.